You deserve it for being a grand old leader, so you do. Ain't that right, mate? Bad Red's the best boss we've ever had.
Half believing Flinky's flattery, Bad Red eyed the gang and nodded approvingly.
Listen, mates. We should be a good crew if we tried. Now wipe the grins off of your gobs and form up in twos. We'll march straight up to the Abbey and put the fear of Elgates into those peaceable bumpkins. Try to look more like a gang of killers. Wave your weapons about and snarl loud, as if you're ready to do murder.
Flinky glanced up at the high battlements. Already, he saw heads poking up over them in the gathering gloom. Thinking quickly, the stoat slid down into the ditch on the path's opposite side. He beckoned Bad Red.
A nighttime charge might go wrong, Chief. Do you not think we ought to figure out some kind of our plan before we go rushing at a building that size?
The little fox turned his attention to the wall tops. Lots of heads were beginning to appear there. He climbed down into the ditch alongside Flinky, knowing that what the stoat said made sense.
Aye, let's make up a scheme. Every beast down here.
The remaining gang members obeyed promptly. Flinky patted Bad Red's back.
Sure, that's what I like about you, Chief. You're a true fox, a born slayer, but a grand and crafty owl planner. Oh, those creatures in there will get the shock of their lives when we turns up outside their doorstep tomorrow.
Bad Red was puzzled.
Tomorrow?
Crinktail caught on, knowing her mate was trying to put off invading Redwall for as long as possible. She backed Flinky up.
Ha ha! Clever move, Chief. Tomorrow's the best time to do it.
Beyond the straight charge, Bad Red had no real plan. He decided to hear Flinky out, knowing the stoat was no fool. Flinky explained eagerly.
"'Tis dark now, you see, and we're in strange territory. The gang can get a good night's rest down here. When you've thought up your scheme, and we'll be ready for a fresh start and catch them napping at dawn. Now that's what I calls a smart move, thought up by a smart fox."
Unaccustomed to compliments, Bad Red enjoyed the feeling of having every beast waiting on their leader's word. Flicking his tail round slowly, he stroked it as foxes do when they are pleased.
"Right, we rest here, gang. That's my orders."
He missed the nudge exchanged between Crinktail and Flinky as they lay down and closed their eyes. Flinky murmured, but loud enough to be heard by all.
"Ain't we the lucky ones, having a gang leader like Bad Red?"
Starlit darkness had fallen as Abbot Carroll made his way up the north wall steps onto the ramparts. A frown creased his brow when he saw the throng of Redwallers crowding the parapet.
"Friends, listen to me, please. There's no need for all of you up here. With vermin about, it's not safe to stand looking over the battlements. Any beast who is not required up here, please go down now. Sister Setiver, Sister Portula, will you see those dibbins down the stairs? It's time they were in their beds, anyhow."
Torn and Junty, who had already joined Form Old Dwirl and Brother Weld, were at the northwest wall corner. Carol hastened to join them.
"Is there really a vermin band out there? Where are they now?"
Torn answered reassuringly.
"There's no great army of them, Father. I only counted about 8. Might be more to come, but we ain't spotted them yet."
Junty made way for the abbot to look between the battlements as Torn pointed.
"Look, they've lit a small fire in the ditch, just further up the path there. Wonder what they're up to."
A red-gold glow showed from the ditch where Torn was pointing. Formal blinked.
"I expect they'm cooking his supper."
The abbot looked to Torn.
"What do you think?"
Thumping his rudder thoughtfully against the wall side, the Otterkook speculated.
"Well, there's no way a crew that size could attack Redwall. We think we'd best do nothing for the present, Father. But let's watch every move they make. We'll post sentries on the walls, just a few who can watch him while keeping low. Who can tell? Maybe they're only passing by this way. Perhaps they're bound someplace else. I wish Bragoon and Sarrow would have stayed a day or two longer. We could really do with him right now."
Formal smote the wall with a heavy digging claw.
Boy, okey, we could. They might know what to do about ye varmints. But there be's only us'ns, yer.
Torn could sense that the abbot was waiting for him to take charge. He waved down to Martha, waiting in a chair on the lawn, then spoke.
Father, maybe ye and Martha could get a few helpers and search around for anything that would be useful as a weapon.